Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Blessings to all. I greet you in the precious name of Jesus. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. Prayer. Prayer. How we need to pray. How we need to seek the Lord. How we need to lose ourselves, lose track of time, lose track of chores if need be, that we may lose ourselves in the presence. Oh, how it benefits us so to just spend some quiet time with the Lord. How it really ministers to our hearts when we set aside some private time with God our Father to just talk to Him and wait for Him to talk back. Indeed, He does. To read Bible promises before Him and say, Lord, I'm claiming this right now for me. Would you bless me by granting me this Bible promise? Prayer. Oh, how so many Christians make little use or no use of prayer. We're looking at Jeremiah 33:3. Our series title is God Invites His Children to Pray. God is inviting you and I to seek Him, to call on Him. He says here in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things. I will show you what? Great and mighty things. Indeed. Heavenly Father, we come to you today. We have been looking at this verse very carefully. It has so much to tell us. And by means of it, you encourage us. You strengthen our faith. And after reading and studying this verse, we are now able to believe you for the impossible. Oh God, minister to us today, we pray. Minister. How we need you to minister to us. Holy Spirit, we yield. Holy Spirit, we have hand over the reins of this class, of this teaching session. Lead us, guide us to all truth, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Hallelujah. Call unto me, and I will answer thee. We have been in this verse since Monday. On Monday, we saw how God encourages us to call on him, as we would call on a brother, a sister, a co-worker, a neighbor, a parent, a child. We call people by their names, and they respond to their name. If you cry out and say, oh, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. If you were to say Jehovah Jireh, you're talking to one person in the universe. Only God in heaven, the God of the Old and New Testament, only he is Jehovah Jireh. If you call out to him, he will answer you. Why? Because he's answering to his name. He says, call unto me. The Bible shows how many times God called out to individuals. And when he called them by their names, they responded. And so the text teaches that God has names. You may implore any one of them, and he will answer. Cry out and say, O-L-E-L. El, that's short for Elohim. El means the strong one. When Jacob rested an evening and made his camp in a place called Luz, there God met him and gave him a dream. And after the dream, Jacob woke up kind of spooked. And he says, this is Bethel. This is the house of El. This is the house of God. This is the house of the strong one. Bethel, Beth, house, El, the strong one. When you come to church on Sunday, you're coming to the house of the strong one. The one who can untie every knot in your life. You know how we knot ourselves up with problems and situations and silly events and silly decisions. We just tie ourselves up in knots. And who is able to unknot the mess that we've made of our lives? Only the strong one can. That's what Jacob, you see, Jacob had to encounter. He had to meet the strong one. Jacob was a living train wreck. Every chapter of his life ended in a train wreck. Everything he did, he messed up. And only God could salvage such a man. Salvage his present, salvage his past, and even salvage his future. Because Jacob was a walking accident. And God specializes in just helping people like that. People who don't need Satan to ruin them. They ruin themselves. Oh, how God loves to save those people and make them trophies of his grace. Praise God. So God says, call on me. You can mention any one of my many names and I will respond. And then I'll answer you. And I will answer you just not by saying hello. What good would that do? Just to say on the other side of the line, hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How are you doing? Answer means to perform something that will bless us. To answer means that God will do something on your behalf that you so desperately need. All of us, at different intervals of our lives, need for God to show up to propel us to the next level of living. That's what answer means. I will answer you. I'll show up. I'll give you that decided edge. You know, right now, I need for God to be on my side. I need the decided edge. I'm looking for a place to move to in St. Johnsville. I am the Lord's servant. I am asking him to put me in the right house. Put my family in the right house. Now, I'm not calling people up and asking them to do it for me. No. I'm turning to God. I'm turning to El, the mighty one. All the real estate is God's. All the connections are God's. All the favor that I need is God's. He tells me in his word that all the silver and gold is his. I'm a man of faith. I'm a man of action. What's my action? What should I do in this situation? Call on him. No one is a better real estate broker than God. No one. That's why I call him up. You don't believe me that God is the ultimate real estate broker? Ask Abraham. God said to Abraham, calling him out of Ur of Chaldees, come, Abraham, look to the north, the south, the east, and the west. Walk this parcel of land. I will give it to you and to your seed forever. God, to all of Noah's sons, Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, to them did God divide the earth. Read Genesis 10. Genesis 10 is not only a genealogical chart, it's also a geographical chart. To all of Noah and his seed did God parcel out the continents of the earth. It's all there in Genesis 10. It was God who gave it to them. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So notice, call on me. Dial my number. Reach out to me. You know that old saying, reach out and touch someone. Well, touch the Lord. And he says, and I will answer you. How will he answer? Saying hello? That's not good enough. I don't need to, for God just to say hello and then hang up after 10 minutes or 20 minutes of just shooting the breeze, going over stuff we've already talked about in the past. No, when I call on God, I need him to come through for me. I need for him to show himself strong on my behalf. That's what it means when God decides to answer. And I've been at this long enough to know that he always answers. And he does, as Paul says, he does exceedingly, abundantly, above all we could ask or think. He blows our minds every time he answers. You ask him for X and Y, and he gives you X, Y, and Z. Call on him. He loves it when his children call on him. This is an invitation. God invites Jeremiah. He says, Jeremiah, call on me. He says to us, call on me. So, call unto me and I will answer thee. And now this is the portion we're looking at today, Wednesday. Call on me and what? And I will show thee great and mighty things. So look at your outline. When you call on God and he answers, he's about to show you great and mighty things. The word show is a Hebrew word that reminds me of school, elementary school particularly, when we used to have show and tell. Show and tell. I remember as a kid, show and tell was always sometime in January or February, right after Christmas. And of course, every year I used to go to show and tell and show the kids my latest toy, my latest G.I. Joe, my latest motorized car with remote control. I was always at show and tell. Well, other kids took lizards and kids took parrots, and I was always taking my action figures. I loved my talking G.I. Joes. You pulled a string and G.I. Joe would say something. And I just loved it. I couldn't wait for show and tell. Well, the same thing is true with God. God loves to do show and tell. He says, I will show you. To show is to what? Is to tell. According to the Hebrew word, it's to tell. God wants to tell you some things. It also means to report, to explain, to make known, to declare something. So let me repeat these again. When God does show and tell, divine show and tell, he wants to tell you something. He wants to report something. He wants to explain something. He wants to make known something. He wants to declare something. I will show you. Listen, this is the God who continuously reveals. That's one of the advantages of prayer. You know, people who don't pray stay in the dark. People who pray are educated. People who pray get tips and insight from God. That's what happens when God wants to show you something. He gives you an insight tip. You may live on a certain street. There may be 20 families on your street. And you're the only one praying. And you're the only one with the advantage that while everyone else is in the dark, God is showing you things. He's telling you things. He's reporting things to you. He's making them known. He's declaring them to you while everyone else who doesn't pray is in the dark. He is the God who continually reveals. Why? Because we continually pray. The advantage of the church who prays without ceasing is that it is a church whom God continuously talks to. Oh, this is an untapped power. This is an untapped benefit. How many people lose out on primetime information because they don't pray? This is why I run to God each And every chance I get, each and every chance I get, I'm running to God to talk to him, to call on him, to have him answer me, to have him show me things in his word. So he wants to show us what? What are the things? Are they silly things? No, God is not into silly. Carnal things? No, God's not into carnal. Turn on the TV and all you see is carnality. Turn on the TV and all you see is Satan and his minions on parade. Turn on the news and you'll hear lies. You'll hear propaganda. You have to really pray and discern that God will give you the truth, because you're not getting it from TV or radio. He says, call unto me and I will answer thee and I will show thee things. The word great has to do with significance. I want to show you significant things. The word great also has to do, it's an adjective, a Hebrew adjective. It deals with not just significant things, but important things. Big time things. So again, the word great means important, significant, big time. Pastoring requires big time insight. And I can only get that. You can't get that in seminary. You know what you get in seminary in many of the classes that I took? The professor becomes a sleeping pill. In 15 minutes into the lecture, you're already snoring. What a bore some of these professors were. Good men. Good men, but so boring. Put you to sleep. You didn't need a sleeping pill. In fact, if you recorded the lecture on cassette tape, because I'm dating myself, I'm going back to the cassette tape days. And if you suffer from insomnia, just play the tape and you'll be snoring. God wants to, when he shows us things, these things are great. Important things, important to him and important to the advancement of his kingdom. Significant things, big time things. I want to show you great, and then it goes on to say not just great things, not just important things, what's really important. You know, the news, I mean, watch a one-hour newscast, whether on CNN or MSNBC or Fox News, it makes no difference. These people major on minor stuff. God majors on great things, and he wants to show us great things. And not just great things, but also mighty things. Now, that word mighty is the word inaccessible, unattainable. In other words, the information that God is sharing with us, the information God is showing us, is really top secret. That's what the word mighty means. It's top secret. Listen, you need top secret clearance. That you know how some in the U.S. government, the president has top secret clearance. Some of the senators, some of the congressmen, they have top secret clearance. And then they have to go into a certain building, into a certain room. They call it a SCIF. And they're blocking all kinds of internet interceptions and everything. They lock themselves into this SCIF, this top secret SCIF, and then they're able to read documents there and put their eyes on information that no one in the world gets to see. Well, God says to his children, and I'm one of them and you're one of them, that if we call upon him, he answers us. He comes through for us. And then he does show and tell. He says, come here, my children. Let me show you some important things. Let me show you some significant things, some important and significant things that most people never get to see. Most people are in the dark about. Why? Because the information is inaccessible, unattainable to the human mind. I'm going to let you in on some divine secrets. I'm going to let you in to some big-time knowledge. This comes through not preaching. Listen, you can't get this stuff through preaching, and you can't get this stuff through teaching, and you cannot get this stuff through praising God. You only get this when you pray. And this is why I'm so big on prayer. Prayer is the church's power. Untapped power. I see things, God shows me things, unattainable things, inaccessible information. God shows me things 10, 12, 13 months in advance. And then I see it played out. Now, how did I know it was going to happen? Well, because I spend a lot of time in prayer, and God promises to reveal things. It amazes me how it even happens in real time in people's faces, and they don't even see it then. I saw it coming because God had already what? Revealed it to me. But then when it happens in real time in front of certain people, they can't even see what's going on in real time. It's happening right in front of their eyes, right in front of their faces. They're right there in the situation, and they don't even see it happening. Why? Lack of prayer. So God says, call unto me, and I'll show up, and then we'll have show and tell. Now, it's not for you to show and tell. It's not for me to show and tell. The one person doing the show and tell is God. Because he's the only one who has to show us anything that really matters. And this stuff gets given to God's people when they pray. So God invites us to pray. And you say, but Pastor, prayer is so boring. Oh, Pastor, I have a hard time praying. No. Reread J.C. Ryle's book on prayer. You know the one Sister Linda Hart recently taught on? That little book on prayer? Reread it. Reread that book. And say, God, open up my understanding. I know Sister Linda Hart taught it. And perhaps I didn't pay attention. So now, Lord, I'm going to reread it again in hopes that you show me what prayer is really all about. And watch how prayer won't be boring anymore. Because every time you call on God, he's got something to show us. He's got something to say. He's got something to what? To reveal. Look at your outline. There are three bullet points for today. The God who continuously reveals. He's the God who what? Continuously reveals because he wants us to continuously pray. Paul's word of advice to the church is pray without ceasing. If you pray without ceasing, God will reveal without ceasing. Not only is he the God who continuously reveals, he's the God who reveals great things. He wants to reveal to you and me important stuff, significant stuff, big time stuff. Remember when Abraham was talking to the Lord? You go back to Genesis 18. And God says, shall I hide this thing from Abraham, which I am about to do? God and Abraham were talking. And then God says, so that we can hear it, shall I hide this thing from Abraham, that which I will do? And he begins to talk to Abraham and say, listen, I'm about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham begins to what? Intercede. Shall you, the judge of all the earth, do something unthinkable? Will you judge the righteous and the wicked at the same time? And he begins to pray. If there be 50 righteous, will you spare the city? And God said yes. But notice, when God talks to us, he doesn't talk to us about, you know, what's the latest price on gas. That's not significant. Talks to us. And when God reveals, it's about eternal things. Great things. Abraham didn't know that after visiting him, God was going to make his way to Sodom and Gomorrah and burn it to a crisp. But you see, that's what God does. He reveals great, important, significant, big-time things which are inaccessible, unattainable by human knowledge. So he clues them in. And this is what God does when his servants pray. And you don't have to be an Abraham to get this revelation, and you don't have to be a Jeremiah. God is willing to show this to all of his children who call on him. He's not only the God who reveals great things, he's the God who reveals mighty things. Mighty things. Top secret stuff. The people of Sodom and Gomorrah had no clue as to what was coming their way. Lot, Abraham's nephew, had no clue what was coming his way. But God revealed those mysteries to his uncle Abraham, because he was a man of intercession. We'll leave it there. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow to finish this text. I hope and pray you are encouraged more than ever to seek the Lord. I know I am. Join me. Bless you.
There's a great day coming, a great day coming, there's a great day coming by and by, when the saints and the sinners shall be parted right and left. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? There's a bright day coming by.